Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Limmer catches it and steps on first to double up Avila. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Simpson scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Joost moves to third. Vallow moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juice scores. Vallow scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Limmer moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Scheib scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a line drive towards first. Limmer catches it and steps on first to double up Doby. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheib hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Combs fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Ray Murray. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.